So this morning's share. Yes, share. We voted on it. Yes, everyone wants to share. It was pretty much unanimous. Even we added votes from people outside this room. So I'll tell my wife. Okay. So this morning's share, we entitled When Your Menorah Blows Out on Friday Evening. So I'm going to get involved with the halachas of lighting menorah on Erev Shabbos. But really, in some ways, it makes this year a challenge. The first night of Hanukkah is Thursday night. So you light your one candle Thursday night, get your three brachas in, Hadag Ner Shel Hanukkah, Sha'asa Nisim, and also Shechianim. But on the second night of Hanukkah, that'll be Friday night. So you light two candles, two brachas, and the like. But the Maisa, when Hanukkah comes out, the Friday, some years you have two Shabbos Hanukkahs. This year it's only one by the skin of our teeth. And it's always a busy day. It's Friday, it's a regular Friday, it's an early Shabbos, relatively speaking, from the timing of the year. I'll get to that in a moment. And not only is one's wife busy, you know, about lighting Shabbos candles, but there's also, you have to light Hanukkah candles. And especially the years when Shabbos Hanukkah comes out, one of the later nights of Hanukkah, you could be sitting there lighting your 7-8 candles. You know, it takes a lot of time. It's busy. So much doing. Right? They say, you know, it's not an easy thing. Always, Fridays are always hectic. But you just add something into the mix of Hanukkah, and sometimes you have more mishpacha over, more family, more friends. It makes it very labadik. So things could go wrong. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Friday afternoon, lighting Hanukkah menorah. We're going to talk about what happens when it goes wrong. But before that, just to put down two important halachas. One, the Gabbai already spoke out, is there's an inyan on Friday, Erev Hanukkah, to daven mincha early. Now, to be honest, when I first moved here to North Miami Beach, you couldn't really find a minyan to daven early. Rabbi Fried, holy yid, makes a minyan in his house. And that's how there was a minyan in North Miami Beach. There was a minyan at Rabbi Fried's house. Mishnah Berurah brings down an inyan to daven early on Friday afternoon, just mincha. You daven mincha before you light your Shabbos, but before that your Hanukkah candles. I'll talk in a moment why.
And then going home to light afterwards.
No, so let me explain. Right? Nowadays, you know, Baruch Hashem, there's quite a few minyanim, at least in North Miami Beach. I don't know in Hollywood, but it sounds like there is. Young Israel has an early minyan. Huh? More than one. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. Huh? The Kol does, I assume. I don't know the other shuls. But let me spell out. Huh? The yeshiva, yeah. Right, yeshiva, I'm not sure. Right, yeshiva, it's an out Shabbos. But, so here's the issue. Why is this different than any other thing? In general, there's an issue of something that looks like tarti desasri, something that looks like a stira, right? For example, you sometimes have this, you know, shuls that will daven, make an early Shabbos on a regular week where they don't make what you call plag minyan. The danger in doing that is you could end up davening two tefillos in the same time period. And really what you need to do is have one tefillah, which in Vaday day, and the second tefillah in what's called Vaday night. When you play around, you know, if it's before and after, like on a regular Friday, before and after Shkia, that's good. Okay, it might be practically too early to daven Kriya Shema, but it's still already proposed Shkia. That's the line of demarcation. So you have one pre-Shkia, one post-Shkia. That's okay. But sometimes, for the most part in South Florida, if you have like a 7 o'clock minion in the summertime, you're usually good because with some of the zmanim of plag, it'll work out okay. Usually most weeks. But in the New York area, the classic Shabbos 7 o'clock minion runs into what you call these tarti, the sasri issues, where it's a contradiction of time. Similarly, not the same, but similarly, you have on Shabbos Hanukkah. Think it out. Let's talk it out. If you light your Hanukkah neros on Friday afternoon, when we're lighting the Hanukkah neros on Friday afternoon, which is obviously different than the rest of the days of Hanukkah, you're supposed to light your Hanukkah candles nighttime. I'll give you the simple answer. The best time to light is probably in this neighborhood, I would say, half hour after Shkia. So Shkia is about, yesterday was 5:29, so 6 o'clock is a great time to light. Okay? What's going to happen this Friday night? When are we lighting Hanukkah candles?
Don't light at 6 o'clock.
You're not lighting at 6 o'clock. You're in trouble. Right? In trouble. You're going to light 5 o'clock or before. I'll say 5-ish. No plug for okay.
5:10.
Right? No. I would say 5. Right? Mincha, anyway. Right? It would be 5:10. So a person should light around 5 o'clock, I would say. Okay, so we'll talk about that. I mean, during a different night of Hanukkah. Yeah. But normally on Hanukkah, we always try to light post Shkia. That's the Zman. On a Friday, you're lighting earlier. But you're not lighting for Friday day. You're lighting, when you light the menorah, I am lighting for Friday night. That's why it's so important. People have to be careful with these things. Is you must make sure there's enough, either if you're using oil or candles, that the oil and candle burn really half hour post the Zman. So if the Zman, I would say, let's say 6 o'clock, when you light at 5 o'clock, you want that oil to burn to 6:30. That means, and what's tricky is you'll see different companies, you know, one of the oils they sell here is only an hour and a half length. It's not really great. Or the simple box of colored candles, that wouldn't be good. They have these longer candles, thicker candles, that'll be the way to go. But really, you need enough oil candles to burn, let's say from 5 o'clock to 6:30 on Friday night. So, but your lighting on Friday is lighting not for Friday day, it's for Friday night. So that means when I light my menorah, in a certain sense, it's like a declaration, I am lighting now for Friday night. I'm lighting now for Shabbos. And then I get back to daven a weekday Shemona Esrei. Then I would go to shul and daven mincha after. So that's where the idea comes about. You should daven a mincha before you light Shabbos candles. And menorah. You daven mincha sometime and any time. You can do it in the middle of the afternoon. Once it's post, you know, the Zman, the earliest Zman, you can daven mincha. You daven a mincha Friday afternoon. Post that mincha any point in time, let's say around 5 o'clock, before you go to shul, you light your menorah, and then you go to shul. You sit and learn during mincha when they daven mincha there. And then you daven a couple of Shabbos with the shul. That's the best way to do it.
Why
yes.
Would that be any different than lighting Shabbos candles early on the Nas, that you're not starting Shabbos until a certain later point?
It's trickier. Because, right, the question that was posed is why is it different than sometimes women, let's say a woman's eating out somewhere where she wants to drive. So there is an idea, which that does require its own chair too. Not a simple topic. But they could light Shabbos candles with a condition to not be Mekabel Shabbos yet, the light early. So that does get tricky because, first of all, it gets tricky with them not even getting Hanah from those candles. So they may not even be the best place to light. Maybe it's better to light. Gets tricky.
Okay.
Yeah, that little minutia. But yeah. So the difference is because there the lighting is a declaration of Kabbalah Shabbos. Here it's not that. It's different, and you could play with it. Here I'm lighting candles for Shabbos. It's supposed to be on that date, on that time. So I want my hadlaka to go from now through Shabbos. It's a little different.
You're
not so posh.
Shabbos candles as a declaration of Shabbos.
But you're pulling back on that declaration. Normally you light Shabbos candles as a declaration of Shabbos. I'm saying, I might be Makabal Shabbos. But over here, the candles itself normally is that Kabbalah Shabbos. Here it's incidental to the candles. You're not being Makabal Shabbos by lighting Hanukkah Neros,
right.
But you're lighting Hanukkah Neros for the Shabbos date.
Because it's the day of Hanukkah, right?
Because it's the night of Hanukkah, right?
It's the night of Hanukkah.
Yes.
So would plot play a role in that it under one sheet that at least it's already into the time zone of the next day? Or if you daven plot all week long, maybe you need to can't light Hanukkah candles before plot.
Right. Normally we don't. It was brought up before. What about people going away? So people have I saw an interesting shaila this year. Let's see, people have a choice. They're going away. They have something they have to go to at night. Their kid's graduating. I don't know. Something they have to go to, which doesn't take into account Hanukkah. So should they A, light early before plug and do one of these situations where it's going to burn through the Zman, have very thick candles, lots of oil? Or should they wait till they come home late, 11 o'clock at night, to light? I suppose can say it's better to light 11 o'clock at night. Yeah. We'll talk about that. Right? By a regular weekday, not by Shabbos.
Yeah, by weekdays.
Okay. Bahak. Now. Lamaisa. So that's where this halacha stems from. You should ideally daven mincha before you light candles. Now the Mishnah Berurah just says it as an ideal. And, if you can't, you can't. Make yourself, you try. I did find this year, look at the language of Shmuel Kamenetsky on the bottom of the page. Yesh l'espal mincha kodem shemadik neiros Chanukah. Then ain lo minyan l'spala el la'achar hadlaka. Where you live, there's no minyan. Turn back the clock. There's no minyan here in Florida. Yesh l'spala b'yechidus kodem hadlaka. Shmuel Kamenetsky is ready to paskin. It's such a big deal to prevent what looks like a contradiction. It would be better to daven b'yechidus than to light your candles and then go to shul for mincha. That's how strong he says his point. Right? Yes.
Being in my year of avelus, I have to ask. So if you have a chiyuv to daven for the amud with a minyan, would that change this answer?
Perhaps. A very good point. Right? If you're in avelus, and I would say that doesn't simply flow from this psak. Also, I'm not sure everyone would agree to this psak. Right? Everybody.
Sounds pretty
Kiddush. Yeah, I was wondering if he had a story behind it. But it does sound like a Kiddush. He bases it, you see the footnotes over there, he does base it on sources. But yeah, not so Pasha. Then I definitely hear for an Oval, if that would be his situation, not so simple. But okay, make it happen. Okay, that's one halacha. There's a second halacha, which really is a general halacha, but I'll just emphasize it. I put in the bottom that there's also general halacha. Be'erev Shabbos, the Iker Zman Hadlaka, who's Samach LeKabbalah Shabbos. The best time to light is what I call before you go to Shul and for Kabbalah Shabbos. Asurin Ba'achila, Bechatzi Shah, Kolim Zman Hadlaka. It's also to eat 30 minutes before the Zman Hadlaka. In general, we have these halachas before you're going to do a mitzvah, you can't eat, which is also something that applies all nights of Hanukkah. And you have these issues sometimes where a person, again, is going to be lighting later, but there's a dinner to go to. But how, once there's a mitzvah, the idea basically is we're afraid that once you get involved in eating, you'll forget about Chanukah Neiros. So basic halacha is if you have a shomer, someone to remind you, something to remind you. Some poskim can even talk about having an alarm on your phone or something like that. But if you have a reminder, make sure to light menorah, that'll be okay.
Is it the myself lighting or is it sumisa?
Perhaps we'll get to that. Lamda Shakasha. Yes?
So it's interesting that my Zmanim has the latest time to eat as half an hour before Minhag HaKetanah.
For Chanukah? Or in general?
It's every Friday.
Right, so there's really every Friday these halachos. It's compounded here. But, yeah, really, most balls going to say this only really means a Suda. But it's interesting, I saw a small spell out. One of the things is also you shouldn't have Mila de Shikra. You shouldn't have a drink that's intoxicated. And sometimes people now are into these pre-games of Kabbalah Shabbos, of Karbach Shabbos. Very not so simple, for sure, before we do a mitzvah like on Shabbos Chanukah. But even for Mincha itself, not so simple.
No, it is simple. The other way. It's very simple.
Josh says it's stronger than me.
It's simple.
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay, well, let's get down to business. Rabosai, here's the main thing. Hold on. Huh? So, yes, intoxicating beverage, correct. It's Beferish. Now. Now, the main issue I want to talk about, what happens when your menorah blows out? Famous concept. I touched on this, I went back years ago. We touched on this about 8 years ago. Well, no. 6 years ago. Is that? Can't be. It's too long. Tavshin Ayin Ches. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Okay, 6 years ago. Thanks. But anyway, so. Thanks. The years fly by. But what happens when your candles go out? That happens. So the halacha, Shulchan Aruch, Tafresh Ein Gimel, Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, Lefikach Im Kafsa Kodem Sha'aver Zmano Eino Zakakla. If your candles go out, this is probably going to happen some point on Chanukah. Assuming you have the right amount of oil, you put your menorah in a safe place without, you know, wind, and your candle happened to go out after you lit it, don't sweat it. You
don't
didn't,
sweat it.
Right? No pun intended. You didn't blow it. It worked. You were yotzi your mitzvah.
So you're saying that it's just the maaseh.
Correct.
On having a lit.
Now hold on. Shh.
So then why can't you light early?
Shh. 1 second.
You did the maaseh.
We'll talk about this. Very good question. Hold on. So the mitzvah, hadlaka osa mitzvah, as long as you had all the ingredients there at the right time, you're good. However, and the Mechaber adds one other step, which I'll get to that in a moment. Feel, you know, now, you know what? Maybe the smartest way to do this is they'll go step by step by the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Hei. Ratzel Omar, Kivan Shehidu Tekev Kima Mitzvah, as soon as you light it, the Chafetz Chaim says you did the mitzvah. However, if you put it in a place where it's windy, you would have to go and move it and light it in a place where the wind is not found. Putting it in the place of the wind is just as if you put it with short candles or not enough oil. In Hidlik, lo yivarech olal. When you relight it, you don't make a new bracha. Because it's a din of Suffolk brachos. Okay? And even he says, ooh, this is important. It happens a lot. Upashit, or sometimes you see you're lighting it, and it's not going well, that lighting. That wick is just a bad wick. You got a lemon. So he says, if you see having a problem with the wick, there you can't just say, you know what, since it caught for a split second, that's good enough. No, if you see that there's a problem with the wick, then you have a chiv to relight it. Okay? Now, So the basic idea...
Are you allowed to change candles?
Yes, yes. Very good point. If you see that it's not working well, 100%. Change candles, change wicks, whatever you need to do to get it done, do it. You would not make a new bracha, but you might have, in those cases, where something is wrong with the process of your lighting, the amount of oil, the wind issue, or the wick issue. So those situations, you must relight. Yes?
Is there a bigger question of making another bracha if it's the first night and that's the only candle there?
Seemingly not. And I'll show you... in the Bir HaLacha, I'll add to you a couple steps. If you look at the last four lines of the Bir HaLacha, V'nirli, the Kamokein, V'inyin Shib, Eis HaDlaka, Yekol Neres V'Cheshban Yaman. You had the right number of candles. V'az Nechshu Mahajim Mahajim. V'al Kem in Kivsa Achas, Konim Shehishnam HaDlaka, Tzorch Lach, So HaDlika. What's called the mitzvah is lighting all the candles. So if at any point one of the earlier candles went out, so by the time you light the later candle, you don't have that, let's say it's the fifth night of Hanukkah. You don't have five candles, that means you didn't yet do the mitzvah. So you have a chiyuv to relight number two because it wasn't complete by the time you had number five there. So that's another factor. Right, but he's talking for the din of Mahadrim and Mahadrim. Since we're trying to do Mahadrim and Mahadrim, we're trying to light five candles on the fifth night. If candle two goes out before you lit candle five, once again, that's another exception. There you have a chiyuv to light candle two, relight candle two.
This wasn't really the original question.
How does a hiddur
become ma'akiv to the mitzvah?
Become a halacha?
Because you're trying to do the hiddur. That's what we're talking about. In a chanami, you're right. I could only do one, but I'm trying to do mahajim and mahajim. I'm trying to do Mahajim and Mahajim. So within that halacha of trying to do Mahajim and Mahajim, there's a halacha of Kivsa in Zakakla. If it goes out, you don't have to relight. But this is now really a fourth factor. Not only do you have to make sure the oil, the wick, the wind, you also have to make sure that you have that amount of candles lit at that time. And he makes one other point.
Yes. Yes. So it's a full candle, basically.
If you fix it, now what I'll be nervous of, if you had issues with it the first night, who says you're not going to have issues the second night? You're going to have issues with that wick. I remember back in the day, before they had these pre-filled ones, they used to play these games with these wicks, these floating wicks. Oh, Hashem Yirachim. These things. Huh? Oh, my gosh. Okay, so that's the basic halachas. Let's go a little weiter. Very important. Shh. The Mechaber wrote, "Va'afilu b'kivsa be'erev Shabbos, kolam kabal Shabbos, shedayim umubod yom, ein azakakla." If it goes out, that's the title of today's share, on Friday night, right after you light it at 5 o'clock, and 90 seconds later it goes out. The Mechaber Paskins Ein Zakakla, you don't have to relight it. But that's not so pashut. If you look in the Mishabura first and Chavav, he writes, Shadayin Humi Bodyom, Hatam, Kimishaba Erev Shabbos Mokhliv Lahada Kolim Shkia. On Erev Shabbos, you have to light before Shkia. The Gam Kvar Birichalav Ladig Ner Shalchanaka, Kvar Haskols a Mitzvah Hechsher. I did the Mitzvah when I was allowed to. So even if it goes out, the Mechaber Paskins, like the Truma Sadeshin, that you're Yotze. However, Ayin B'Taz, Shecholik Alzeh, the Taz argues in this halacha. V'dayto de kolim kabal Shabbos, Sheyesh Adayin Hector Lahavlik, Mechuyev Lachzor Lahajik, Uvali Baracha. The Taz argues. You know why? Very nice chalik. All week long, I'm lighting, and it goes out. There you have one other advantage. I had enough oil, I had the right wicks, I had the right number of candles. And there was no wind. What am I missing? There's one other factor you have. You also lit it at the right time. It's a zman. It's nighttime. On Friday, you'll never have that. I'm always lighting on Friday before the Zman. So if I light my candles, my menorah on Friday afternoon, and it goes out, what am I to do? I didn't light it at the right Zman. So the Taz argues and says you would have to relight it. Argues on what the Mechaber says. Now, even the Mechaber, if you look at the last line, the Ramah argues. He says, he qualifies, and she uses the word argues. The Ramah himself says, hey, any night of the week, if they go out, you could be machmen relight it. Just don't make a bracha. Now, look at the Chafetz Chaim and the Chafetz Zayin, Mishabura. V'achronim kasvu, d'roi l'achmer l'achs l'hajik b'chol inyin. In general, if your candles ever go out, it's always good to relight them. Why not? U'v'prat in nichve b'erev Shabbos koldim kabal Shabbos. Chafetz Chaim brings down the most crucial time you should relight. V'prat is this year, Friday. If it goes out Friday, you should relight it.
Up until Shia?
Yes. Now, okay, so practical halacha, in general, if it goes out, there's an inyan, you want to be machmer, relight it. You don't have to. Sometimes going out would mean we need a whole new oil thing, this one's messed up. Okay, fine. It's kedai, the little extra expense, it could be machmer. One second. But when it comes to Friday night, there the Chafetz Chaim is bringing Uvid Prat, Nichvid, Erev Shabbos. Yeah, you should relight. Now, what that would mean, let's pull out the simple case, is I lit my Shabbos candles. Okay, right after my wife is going to light my, excuse me, I lit my menorah. Right after I light my menorah, my wife's going to light the Shabbos candles. And they say ideally she should wait until you light the full amount of candles. You know, if it'll be the fifth night of Hanukkah on a Friday, so she would have to wait till the fifth candle. But if you really want running late, it'll be an issue of Zmanim, then after the first candle she could light. But, so your wife already lit, let's say, Shabbos candles, and then your menorah goes out, but you didn't go to Shul yet. You're not Mekabel Shabbos with your wife's Shabbos candles. You're Mekabel Shabbos when you say Lechadodi, or somewhat before that, whatever you do. So, let's say the person himself was Mekabel Shabbos. So then the right thing for you to do is my menorah went out on a Friday afternoon, I relight it. I do it myself. But what happens though? If look, I daven mincha early and I said, you know what? I want to be Mekabel Shabbos early, Tosefa Shabbos. I go after, I say with my wife, she's going to light Shabbos candles. I'm going to be Mekabel Shabbos now too. I'll have to go to Shul anyway, right away from Mincha. I'll walk to Shul later. I'll do Kabbalah Shabbos. But I'm Mekabel Shabbos myself. And then my menorah goes out before the Zman. What do I do? So you can't ask a guy. A guy can't light a menorah for you. But what you could do, look at the last line in the Mishnah Berurah. You're Mekabel Shabbos, but then it goes out. The Yeshu Dayan Zman Heter, but it's still time before Shabbos really kicks in. You tell your next door neighbor, please light for me. As I even did in Amira, you can fully tell it to him. Oh, so one second. So I had a question on this. I didn't understand this. If I can't light menorah now, because it's a Shabbos for me, how could I go and ask my friend to light menorah for me? But I can't do that. How could I make him my shliach where I myself can't do this?
Same way you could do it all year.
What?
The same way if you accept the Shabbos early and you go and get your Shabbos Jew, that is mamish.
No, but normally, year round, okay, he's doing something. Right? There, I'm skirting the issue of malacha on Shabbos, because I'm asking a Jew, he could do it. But here I'm asking, how do I positively achieve a mitzvah, which I can't do right now?
Because
I can't light menorah now. How's that going to count for me?
Because if you didn't accept Shabbos right now, which you didn't have to do in the first place, just like And you're
okay, but I did accept Shabbos.
I understand that, but you're doing that all summer anyway, the same way, and I had my...
No, so all year...
Still on honey.
So that doesn't bother me, because all year round, you're right, I could get my friend to do it, but he's not doing something on my behalf.
Sure he is.
And, no, not being Mekayim and Mitzvah on my behalf. What he's doing is he's doing a malacha, and it's not considered as if I violated because he's allowed to do it. Okay. It's not considered a violation. But how's it considered a kiyum?
The bracha may be lahadlik ner.
Right.
But the mitzvah is pursuing the nisa.
Okay. But it's still, right, you still have to do the action.
He
did the action. Yeah, so it sounds like Machoro, didn't we just argue before the mitzvah is the action? We're saying in Erev Shabbos, you didn't do the right action because it didn't last. Continue.
Yeah.
Okay. So I asked this to a posek. He gave me the following answer, which might be along the lines of someone in the back mumbled. Is there's a very interesting halacha. We've talked about this in the past. But one would be allowed, the way Shlomo Zalman says it like this, and perhaps others, when you're Mekabel Shabbos early, before the absolute time you have to do it, that has the gether of a Kabbalah's neder. It's a neder. You accept it upon yourself, Shabbos. But timing-wise, it's not yet Shabbos. You're not forced into Shabbos. So therefore, since it's really, in a certain sense, it's an external thing. I accept in another that it's Shabbos. But really, the reason why another Jew is allowed to do malacha now, all year round, is because it's not the zman yet of Shabbos. So that's viewed, it's different. You know, if there's something, we have a concept in shlichus, I myself am not able to do something, they also can't appoint a shliach to do it for me. But that's when something innately, there's a problem that I can't do it. Here, there's nothing innately wrong with you lighting menorah. It's external to you. You decided to mekabel Shabbos early. Really, of course, you could do it. You could light it, if not for that factor. So therefore, we allow another Jew to do something that you can't do, and it even would count for you as a mitzvah. That, I believe, is what you have to say. Just, yes?
It's more typical, I think.
Yeah.
My wife took shot on Shabbos early. Forgot something in the microwave oven.
Oh.
It was in there. So I got it at somebody who did not take on Shabbos, and she removed it from the microwave oven.
Amazing. Okay. Amazing. Yeah. Yes, this happens.
Yeah, it happens all the way. You forget.
Excellent.
You left something in there.
So what comes out from these halachas, just to quickly summarize, and then I must get to a story. I promise a story. Is... In general, if all the factors are there, and there are quite a few factors we talked about, when you light your menorah, all the factors are there, so then if it goes out, ikar din, you're okay. Ideally, yeah, the Chavos HaGaon does bring down, it's good to relight it, but specifically on Friday night, if it would go out, so then you should relight it. Two options. If you yourself are... We're not Mekabel Shabbos yet, so you could do it yourself. But if you were Mekabel Shabbos, you could get your neighbor to light on your behalf. Now, I heard a fascinating story. There's a nice Jewish photographer, and Jewish photographers, you know, it's all about the shot. It's not just a picture of a Adam Gadol, a great person, but they want the picture, like, different times a year. Lighting menorah is a famous shot that people want to get for Gedolim. I've seen a lot of beautiful pictures. It's a picture of Aaron Schechter lighting his menorah. In the back, there's an easel with a painting of his Rebbe, Rav Huttner, there. Someone once took a picture of Rav Henoch lighting menorah. Beautiful. Well, someone wanted to get a picture of Yibadol Lachaim, the Gadol Ador, of Shmuel Kamenetsky. So this person had a chasana, let's say, you know, Thursday night in Lakewood. No, it wasn't in Lakewood, it was in Philly. The wedding was, and the person knew he's going to Philly anyway, so he called up Shmuel ahead of time. I'm coming to a chasana tonight in Philadelphia. And the reshiva that actually was going to that same chasana. He says, "Is it possible I could, you know, the reshiva is going to light menorah Mustama before he goes to the chas night, yeah. Would it be okay if I came over to the house beforehand and take pictures with the Rosh Hashiva? This person had a kasher with the Rosh Hashiva, you know, called him up. The Rosh Hashiva says, sure, come by, come to my house. You can do a photo shoot as I light menorah. Fine. This photographer's all excited. He's going to this wedding. Once he's going to the wedding, he's going to get a picture of Shmuel at the wedding too, but he got a picture beforehand of Shmuel lighting menorah. Fine. So he goes, and he's driving from New York to Philly, and it's David's friend. He's going from New York to Philly, and he sits in crazy traffic. Crazy, crazy traffic. The I-95, whatever it was going, crazy traffic. At a certain point, he's an hour out of Philly. It's the time to light menorah. He calls the Rashiva's house. He apologizes, Rashiva, I'm stuck in traffic. I'm not going to make it. Okay. No problem. The Maisa, he gets there eventually. He gets to the Chasna. He sees the Rashiva at the Chasna. He feels so bad. So what, of course, did the Gadol HaDor say? What's the big deal? If you want, you want to drive me home from the Chasna, come to my house. I'll put in a show for you. I'll light menorah. This is a sensitive Rosh Hashiva. Here this person missed out on the chance to take a picture of him lighting menorah. She says, what's the big deal?
Right,
10:30, you'll come with me to my house.
Light without a
bracha. Put it up. So he comes to his house. You know, this is Vavish Rosh Hashiva. Gadol story. Comes to Shmuel's house. They're driving the car. On the way there, Shmuel says to him, "No, one night of Hanukkah you want it to be." The guy said, it doesn't matter to me. I said, fine. So Rashul says, Achab, you know what I'll do? I'll set up the menorah anyway for tomorrow, and then I'll blow it out, so I'll already be ready for tomorrow. Fine. So he goes and puts, right, let's call it the sixth night of Hanukkah, puts in six candles. It's pitch black outside. You see Rav Shmuel going and lighting the menorah. He takes 1,000 pictures of this. Wants to send it to all the newspapers afterwards. Then he realized he's such a dummy, a photographer.
It's not the sixth night yet.
Right, it's not the sixth night yet. And what was the sixth night that year?
Friday night.
It was Friday night. Black sky, it's perfectly black. How'd you get a picture of Shmuel lighting on Friday night?
Yeah, very serious morning.
Right? Dangerous picture. So he said he couldn't use it that year, but for other years, it's no problem. It works perfectly. For Rabosai, when it comes to Friday night, be careful when you light. It should not be a dark sky like Rav Shmuel's picture. Thank you very much. For Hanukkah, we'll see everybody next week.